said. From Peru, have them talking Beckett in the middle of a zoo. It is a proto-animal farm without the politics and half the charm.
We were walking home from school and decided that Bach is fun. Beethoven is fun too, and sometimes even the classics are fun. Classics for adults, that is. Duets are fun as well, but only in minute melodies. Music appreciation is very fun, but music for happiness is the funnest.
And I said,
welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 745. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Dutch Elms and the song Knickers in a Twist. That's on the band's album Music for Happiness that came out in 2004 on Jigsaw Records. I don't know much about the Seattle band. I know my friend Sarah recommended the album to me, and it's a winner. Lots of indie pop, a little bit of twee in there as well. Hope you enjoyed that one. I got lots of music for you this week. We're going to start here on a power pop bent. This is Los Pepes and the song Thoughtless Boys.
Thoughtless boys.
Back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We started off full throttle there. That set beginning with Los Pepes from London and the song Thoughtless Boys. That's on the band's album Out of the Void, which came out earlier this year, April 25th, on Wanda Records, Spaghetti Town, Beluga, and Ghost Highway. Depending on where you are in the world, four fantastic labels there combining to bring that power pop album to life. It took me a long time to get my copy, but I got it, and I love it, and hope you do too. After that, we heard from MASH with the song Now You Know. That's on the band's album Complication, which came out October of last year on Wanda Records. That band based out of Berlin, a lot of pub rock happening there, and that's a really good sound, I think. And then we ended the set there with The Buzzers from Vancouver, BC, and the song Incoming. That's on the Bloody Minded EP that came out April 11th of this year on Longshot and TASM. Just wonderful oi there, so melodic and so good. Winners all, actually. I guess I should mention how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Get a little more experimental here. It's a track by the Golden Palominos. It's called The Animal Speaks.
Yeah.
little bit of diversion there for Too Much Rock. We got all the power and none of the pop. Ending there with Madman from Kansas City. The song is called Sublimate Subjection. It's on the band's new cassette, Into the Maze, which came out June 6th. Saw them a couple nights ago at the release party, and boy, did they put on a good show. Before that, we heard from Kansas City band Heels and the song Hellbender. That's on their new EP, Best in Sport, which came out June 23rd. Just a hard rockin' affair, a little bit of alt in there as well. Kind of reminds me of early Jane's Addiction in a way. That one's digital only, so you're going to have to pick that one up on Bandcamp. And then we started that set off with Golden Palominos and the song The Animal Speaks. Vocals there by John Lydon, a very yelpy John Lydon. That's my favorite version of him. The song was originally recorded by the Ohio band The Numbers Band, but this one appeared on the second Golden Palominos record, Visions of Excess, that came out in 1985. It was a project band led by Anton Fire. Previously had been a drummer in the Feelies, and that's kind of how that connects to last week's podcast, with a rotating cast. Vocals on that one have three songs by Michael Stipe, some Sid Straw songs, Jack Bruce, and then that one there by John Lydon is probably my favorite. Okay, we're about out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 745, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got so many things coming up. Elvis Costello at the Uptown on the 1st, or Numb Ears is playing a Screamo show over at Record Bar. On the 2nd, Squirrel Flower solo show at White Schoolhouse. I think that one's with Virga, should be a good time. On the 3rd, Shutdown is playing a hardcore show at Howdy. Vibralux is at the Bottleneck on the 4th. Whiffs are playing Hillsiders that night. On the 5th, Awake But Still in Bed is at Farewell. Headlight Rivals are playing The Replay, and Virga is playing Howdy. On the 7th, Stereosity is playing at Rhino, kind of a third wave emo thing. On the 10th, Wayne Payne is playing Hillsiders. Pegboy is at the Bottleneck on the 11th, while Social Distortion is at the Uptown. Haywire is at Encore, and 311 is at the venue that shall not be named. On the 12th, we've got Hipshot Killer playing at Skate Bar, and that's a stacked lineup. You don't want to miss that one. Dreamist is at Howdy that night. Primus and Ty Siegel are at the venue that shall not be named, and Everclear is at the Star Pavilion if you've ever wanted to see them at a casino. On the 18th, Hair Sonics play Hillsiders, Strung Out play Skate Bar. On the 19th, Likes plays the Bottleneck, Blanky is at A Street Tap, and Burning Bush plays their final show at Rhino. Looking at the website, there's a couple new things out there. We got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Eggs on Mars, Milk Wave, and Arc Flash show, as well as of the Drastic Plastics System Exclusive and 95 Sweetbird show. Of course, I have saved time for one more, so I've got a track here from Chicago band Snowcuffs. I'm going to play the song Droplets, and it's on the band's EP Sick Down, which came out March 7th this year. Self-released, it's available on cassette. You can pick that up on Bandcamp, just like I did. Definitely in the shoegaze category, very dense, very wonderful. They were supposed to play here a couple weeks ago, but I think van problems kept them from showing up there, so miss them, but hopefully they'll be back soon. So we're going to end things here with Snowcuffs and the song Droplets. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.